Hello.
Ah.
Welcome to season 2, episode 5.
Yeah. 2 times 5 equals 10. 10 times 50 equals 500. We had 500 listens.
Yes.
Woo!
We did.
Thank you. We did it.
Well done, everyone.
Who thought? Who'd have thought? Not me.
Not I. We need a name for our listeners. I cannot think of one. I'm trying to think of a play on the pod name, but I just can't.
Okay, we'll try and work on that.
We'll figure that out. Anyway, this week on the pod,
quite a long episode.
Yeah, it is actually. Yeah, longish.
Is it? It's longer than we've recently been doing.
Yeah, true.
Okay, anyway, sorry.
We've got
Green Book.
Green Book. This is gonna hurt. Peacemaker finale. Drive My Car.
Movie news.
Trilogy battles. Big one. Uncharted.
Not Moonfall.
Yep. Death on the Nile. And The Duke.
Yeah.
Yeah. Drink of the Week is Carlsberg. I don't think we've done, have we?
I'm pretty sure
we have. We must have got through pretty much every mainstream beer by now.
Yeah, that's
the apart from the shit ones.
Well, yeah, exactly. That's one of the
sponsor us, Carlsberg.
I wouldn't mind some Carlsberg and Carlsberg Export are different. Carlsberg Export's quite nice.
Is that the really strong one?
No, that's Special Brew.
Oh, Special Brew.
Export's the one in the middle.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, Carlsberg, that'd be a really nice sponsor, actually.
Yeah.
Thanks
in advance for your sponsor, Carlsberg.
I bet you can't believe we fitted all that into one episode, but we did.
Oh, yeah. We're good. We're good like that. Yeah.
Enjoy the episode, I suppose.
Enjoy.
I mean, thank you for listening.
Right.
Afternoon. We're here.
In the afternoon. Which?
Yeah. Earliest we've ever recorded.
It's weird.
Jack's Brim has a whole new vibe to it.
It does.
Day. Oof. That was a good one.
I haven't had a Carlsberg in ages.
No. There's a reason. Today you have to drink them very quickly.
To be fair.
And they quickly
lose. My first pint of Carlsberg.
Was it?
At Purple Dog.
Did you get Carlsberg off?
Yeah, we got Carlsberg.
Oh, fuck, I always thought it was San Miguel, damn.
No.
Carlsberg. What a day that was. That was a great
day.
That
was a great day.
Go down in history. Your secret mission, anyway?
My secret mission was... This is going to hurt.
Oh, okay.
The BBC drama, yes. Ben Whishaw. So good.
Yeah.
Honestly, excellent. Mm. Like, funny, absolutely heartbreaking. Also, I mean, my respect for the NHS was high, but...
Mm. Yeah.
My word.
So lucky. Because it's
insane.
It's based on a book by a doctor.
Adam Kay, yeah.
Ah, that's it.
He's a comedian now. But.
Yes.
I mean, it explains why he left the NHS, to be honest.
Is it that bad? Like,
it's brutal. Like, it's just really tense.
Mm-hmm. But it's a comedy. But
yeah, no, I mean, it does have everything. It's quite impressive, really.
It's a bit like Fleabag. I assume you loved it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also, I didn't realise he was Paddington as well, which is just like...
Yeah, you mentioned.
Yeah. Did I mention it
last week?
Last week. Okay, never mind. Yeah, really good. 5 stars.
Wow.
I'd say, yeah.
6 episodes, was it?
7. 7 hour long.
Oh,
good soundtrack as well.
Really?
Yeah.
Was there any underlying story, was it?
Yeah, of course it was.
Okay.
But, yeah, excellent. Really great.
Yeah. Maybe I'll give it a watch. I was wondering.
You should. I wonder how it compares to Fleabag, because they're quite similar.
Literally just in ratings, which you'd rather watch.
Yeah. Oh, God. It's probably more dramatic than Fleabag.
Right.
Yeah, no, it is.
I mean, you looked properly happy to have watched it.
Yeah, honestly, it's so good. Because I kept seeing that, you know, BBC Three trailer and seeing it pop up, but... No, it's so good.
Okay, fair enough. My might pronounce it. I need to get onto Peaky Blinders again still.
You said I'd never guess your secret mission.
I don't think you'd ever watch.
Give me some hints. I want to see if I can.
Oh, God.
Would I know of it?
Yes, it won an Oscar.
Okay. For what? Best picture?
Best picture.
When's it from?
Recent. I just don't think you'd ever think I'd watch it.
How recent?
Last 5 years.
Nomadland?
No.
Oh, God. Last 5 years. Moonlight?
No.
Did it win any other Oscars?
I think you might have won 4.
What, actors?
Let me double check.
I want to get this now.
Give me a minute.
Who's what? Oh, God. Last 5 years, Oscars. Okay. Three Billboards?
Yeah, one, three, nominated for 5. No, I've watched 3 Billboards ages ago.
What 3 did it win?
Best Picture, Best Supporting Actor, Best Original Screenplay.
Who was the actor?
Supporting actor was Mahershala Ali.
Oh, was it The Green Book?
Green Book.
Yeah, what do you think?
Oh my God.
Really good, isn't it?
So good.
Yeah.
I.
What was that on? Was it on streaming or?
No, yeah, I just had to pirate it basically. But honestly, I realised I hadn't watched enough Oscar films.
Yeah.
So I went back to like last one I feel is when I got into films properly, and it was that one.
Yeah.
And it was just excellent. I didn't even realise it was a true story for most, but I thought it was a great film without it being a true story.
I can't even remember what happens thinking about it. Obviously, I know they're in the car and stuff.
Yeah, and, well, exactly. It's a 2-hour film, and the 2 hours just disappeared when I
watched Who's the white guy in it?
Oh,
No, like, what is his role in the film?
He's just a pointless driver who, like, is there to look after and make sure no shit kicks off.
Okay.
Oh,
yeah, that's right.
He's excellent in it. Viggo Mortensen.
Yeah, from Lord of the Rings.
He was absolutely amazing in it. But it had some great quotes in it. The story is great. I looked up into how true to the real story it is.
Right.
And it is...
Dramatised.
Dramatised. Mm. But it works superbly. And yeah. I really loved the piano in it. Like, I'm starting to realise I really fucking love just listening to piano.
Okay.
It was amazing. And I thought the ending was going to be sad, and then thankfully it wasn't particularly.
Yeah. I can't even remember what happens in it. I remember really enjoying it.
Honestly, for two-thirds,
mm.
I thought it was a 5-star. The end trailed off a little bit for me.
Okay.
But
what would you give it?
I'd give it 4.5 now.
Mm.
Easily.
Well, we've actually had a... Well, wait till we get to the... cinema films, but so far we're looking good.
But honestly, I mean, and there was just one edit that was them applauding into the sound of rain, and just really satisfied. I don't know why, but honestly, the acting was excellent. Just the way their relationship developed,
yeah,
was amazingly done. I thought, and for a film I didn't think I'd enjoy, I don't think you could not enjoy it.
Did I play that piano music and try and get you to guess who plays it?
No.
Because I've done it for everyone else. No one's got it. Hold on, I'll play it here. Please don't copy strike us. I don't think anyone's listening, so it's what? Fine. guess who plays this. Okay. I mean, to be honest, you'll never get it.
Brilliant.
That's but I played it for Sam, and I told him, and he still didn't believe me.
It's very muffly.
Yeah, it's not the best.
Is there any clue?
It's to do with something I've watched recently.
No, go on, tell me.
John Cena.
You're taking him, Nick.
That's what I mean. No one... Sam literally didn't believe me. I had to show him. Peacemaker.
Yeah. What?
I know. Anyway, speaking of Peacemaker,
yes.
Season finale dropped.
Mm-hmm.
Very good.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you've seen any of the cameos on Twitter or whatever.
No, I haven't. Oh, I saw one.
I won't spoil it. They are just cameos, though, to be fair. But there's been people in uproar about it.
Yeah, really.
Which, even though it is just a little joke, it's not. You know,
okay.
But
I mean, he like didn't show anyone the final episode.
Yeah. Well, because he was saying, oh, there's going to be loads of spoilers and whatnot.
There wouldn't have been.
No, it wasn't a particularly like unexpected ending, I wouldn't have said. But it was good. Because they've renewed for season two now as well.
Was it more that he wanted to keep the cameos secret?
Probably yeah. Mm. Although I was literally on Twitter while watching it and then saw a little screenshot and I was like, fuck.
Stupid, you donut.
Yeah.
You donut. But worth watching. I mean,
definitely worth watching, yeah. It's just, I don't know. I feel like a lot of the humour is dragged out a bit.
Okay.
Like, it's almost, they'll make a joke and then they'll just keep going on about it.
Right. And it just,
which I found a little bit annoying at times, but.
Do you reckon that's just because it's a bit, you know, it's American?
I think it's just James Gunn, to be honest.
Oh, okay.
What,
just like the same joke all episode? Or?
Not even the same joke, just like they'll say something stupid and then they'll just drag it out a bit. I don't know, you'll probably see what I mean if you watch it, but worth the watch for sure.
Yeah, I'd like to get around to watching it.
Yeah.
But I'm just in no rush to.
Yeah. Also, John Cena's very good in it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess the thing about wrestlers is they are actors, aren't they? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because The Rock and Batista, you know, they're all coming through, aren't they? What?
No, just, I mean, I don't know if you just either don't listen to the pod or you're just making the same points.
I don't listen to the pod, that's true.
But yeah, literally you said that a few weeks ago.
Well, there you go.
Talk to me about Drive My Car, because I tried all I could to find somewhere to watch it.
Okay. So, I don't know if you'll like it.
Okay.
I really liked it. I thought the soundtrack was brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
And the main guy, whose name I forget, was really good in it.
Give us just a light insight into the story.
So, basically, this guy who is a, I think he was an actor now, he's like, he writes a stage play and he performs in it. But it's a stage play where all the actors speak different languages.
Oof.
And so, like, while the play is on, they'll like, subtitle it on a projector in the back, which is an interesting idea.
Yeah.
But it basically means all the actors have to learn, they have to, like, time what they say.
Yeah.
And it's sort of following that, but, I mean, it's more about the guy and his wife who dies, basically. Because, I mean, the, it was interesting because the title sequence comes in about 40 minutes. And it's almost like you have like a prologue.
Yeah.
And then the movie starts. Right. Which I thought was cool. But I mean, it's a 3-hour film, so it's long.
It sounds very strange from what you've just said.
Yeah. No, it's really good. Really good.
Okay. What would you rate it?
I'd give it 4 stars.
Okay. I mean, I can't really figure out what the story is from what you've just
said. It's one of those, well, I don't want to give anything away.
I don't give too much away, but from what you've said, I'm not going to want to watch it.
I don't know. It's more about, like, the main guy and his grief.
Okay.
And then there's a girl comes into it as well who has also gone through her own shit.
Right.
And it's basically about them sort of together getting through shit. I don't really know what I can say. Because I could probably spoil it, but I won't.
Okay, don't spoil it. I mean, does it warrant a 3-hour runtime?
I would say so. The only thing is, because it's subtitled, you know, you've got to stay focused.
Can't watch it as you're getting into bed, or, you know, waiting to go to bed.
No, not really.
Too bad.
Mm.
But, yeah, that was supposed TV movie of the week.
Yeah, which, you know, I guess some of us are committed. That's fine. If some of us commit, some of us aren't.
Some of us pick a TV movie that's available to watch, so.
I watched it, so.
Probably one of the only people in the UK who has.
I think it's still in cinemas.
Is it?
Well, all the, it's like, I think Tragedy of Macbeth might still be in cinemas, but it's on at like Curzon and stuff.
Yeah.
Which
can't be asked to pay for. But you've got on Disney Plus now, so I need to watch it with you.
Macbeth's on Apple TV.
Apple TV,
I need to watch as well.
Can make that TV movie.
Maybe.
Ooh. Spoiler alert.
Movie news.
Tell you what I would love.
What?
Some movie news.
Oh, would you?
I'm so glad you said that.
Well, in that case, boy, have I got some movie news.
You better have all of it.
Yes.
So my new lock screen is that face of Batman. Just
great.
I thought you'd enjoy that.
Fargo has been renewed for season 5. Yes.
I swear, like, the last season was ages ago, I thought.
I don't know. I didn't watch the last season because I heard it was rubbish. I watched the first three, which are all very, very good.
Right.
The fifth season will take place in 2019, which is good because...
Before all the shit happened.
Well, it's... I'm trying to think when the others have been set. I think the first one was recent. The second one was like the 80s. And the third one was 90s, noughties. And the last one was like 60s. 2019, and ask the question, when is a kidnapping not a kidnapping, and what if your wife isn't yours? So, yeah. Sounds like fun.
Both those questions have me a bit baffled, but...
Yeah.
I do want to watch Fargo at some point.
You should. Certainly, I think the first season is...
Yeah.
...spectacular. New film, Under the Banner of Heaven, starring Andrew Garfield and Daisy Edgar Jones, who was from Normal People... More on her later. She's excellent, though.
Mm-hmm.
Garfield plays an LDS elder who begins to question some of the church's teachings, while Edgar Jones plays a faithful Mormon who is the victim of a brutal murder.
Right.
So, yeah. Cool.
Bit mad.
Francis Ford Coppola has been whinging about Marvel. He also said, like, stuff like Dune and No Time to Die isn't original. Oh, yeah. It's like, shut up, mate. But his new film, which he's funding himself with $120 million, Megalopolis, which I think we mentioned a while ago.
We did, well done.
Which is a love story where a woman is divided between loyalties to two men, but not only two men. Each man comes with a philosophical principle. So it's like, my kind of shit.
Jack and his philosophy.
But, I mean, because we said, didn't we, he hasn't had a good film for a very long time.
Yeah, no wonder he's... I mean, imagine having $120 million lying around to self-fund your own film.
Yeah. It's
ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's a horrible name. I still stand by it for a film.
Megalopolis.
Yeah, I don't like
it. I quite like it.
Do you?
Megalopolis.
It's a nice word to say. It's not a nice word name for a film.
There is a new Texas Chainsaw Massacre just come out on Netflix. The 10th one. Which I haven't heard great things about.
No.
I've not watched any of them, actually. Not even the original.
No, I feel like I should. My dad said the first one, the original one, was actually pretty good.
Yeah, because it's on like a tiny budget, isn't it, the first one?
I mean, 10, though. 10, really?
I'm shocked there's been 10.
How can they even believe they found somehow new ground?
Well, I guess they're cheap to make, and they probably make a profit each time, don't they? So I guess why not? The trio behind Forrest Gump will reunite for a film adaptation of Here. I don't know what Here is. Well, actually, it's a film that will be centred in one room and focuses on the people who inhabit it over years and years, which is very cool.
I know that sounds a bit like The House. I didn't like The House.
I suppose it will be better. Well, it's Tom Hanks starring, Robert Zemeckis directing and co-writing with Eric Roth. Obviously, all involved in Forrest Gump. So
fingers crossed. Forrest Gump, one of my favourite films of all time.
Yeah. And you got to bear in mind, that is... It's not an anthology, but it's like... A story told over a long time, isn't it?
Yeah.
So I hope they can do the same.
It could be good, it could be crap. It could be boring.
I reckon it'll be good.
I hope it's... Well, obviously, I hope it's good. Anyway.
New Alien series will be set 70 years from now on Earth. Filming begins next year.
Where does that fit into the Alien timeline?
I can't remember when it's set.
No.
Alien. Because I guess it would be after Covenant and Prometheus. Yeah. But would it be before Alien? I don't know.
Will it work as a series, do you reckon?
I hope so. Because I think... oh, no, actually, we'll come on to that later. Trailer for the new Elvis movie. Which, to be honest, it's a surprise it's taken them this long to make.
I agree.
But it's Baz Luhrmann, who did Romeo and Juliet, the 90s one.
I mean, we...
And Tom Hanks is in it, who looks weird.
Okay. We don't have any attachment to Elvis, that's the thing.
No, not really.
That's the problem.
I think, I'm sure it would be good. A lot of these, you know, rock star biopics are good, you know?
I mean,
I don't know if I've even seen a bad one.
There's no bad one. I mean, they're not, you know, top of the range films. They
no,
they
that's
do
true.
A decent job.
That's true.
But equally, you know, I feel like you have to like the music. I liked Elton John. I'm not particularly interested in watching the Queen one because I'm not a huge fan of.
Well, Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah, I'm not a huge fan of their music.
I would say that's better than Rocket Man.
I'm not saying it isn't, but I'm not as big a fan of the music.
I feel like Elvis would be a very good story, though.
Yes.
I'm sure there's a lot to that.
Just the thought that one day there'll be a Coldplay movie makes me so happy.
Jesus, mate. You can't admit on air that you're a Coldplay fan.
Well, I mean, I just did and I stand by it. People with real ears enjoy Coldplay.
Real ears?
Yeah,
is that a thing now?
That's the test.
Just realised my ears are fake. Atlanta season 4 will be the final season, which is a real shame. Have you seen any of Atlanta?
No.
Brilliant.
I can't. For, like,
yeah, yeah, yeah. It's Childish Gambino's thing.
Oh, yes. Okay, I have heard of it.
It's really great. Stranger Things 4 news.
Mm-hmm.
So, release in two parts. Volume 1, May 27th. Volume 2, July 1st.
I should probably watch the third.
It's weird, because I saw a thing about how releasing it week by week is surely better for certainly the company that makes it.
Yeah.
I mean, the hype around Peacemaker has been so much bigger because it's come week by week.
Yeah,
and the same with all the Disney stuff.
You get the hype before it comes out. And
yeah.
Each week as well. You like double the time, basically.
I mean, I get you've got two volumes, but why not just do it week by week?
Mm. It seems a pretty artificial way to split something like Stranger Things.
It's cool, though, because it's Stranger Things 4, obviously, or Season 4. Next season will be the final season, by the way. Season 5 will be the last one.
I need to watch 3.
Do you?
I just didn't like 2 enough, and again, I will talk about it on pod. I'll try and watch it.
Mm.
I'll try and get up to date with it.
But it looks like, from the posters, that it will be, like, 4 separate stories.
Oh,
or, like, okay. Intertwined stories, which is quite cool. But
is it still the same bunch of kids?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
First trailer for The Boys Presents Diabolical.
Oh,
I don't know if you've seen it. It looks, I mean, it looks wild.
As wild as Invincible?
More wild, I'd say. Like, very violent.
Love it.
But it looks like each episode will be like a different animation, which is quite cool.
Very nice.
And that's March 4th, Batman Day.
We need to sort our tickets out.
We do.
Very bad of us not to have.
It is, really.
Just because you want to try and get to an IMAX, which realistically we're not going to manage.
No, I think we'll just do it.
Yeah.
But we'll definitely midnight it.
Mm-hmm.
John Cena will star in Looney Tunes hybrid live-action animated movie Coyote versus Acme. Is it Acme? I don't know what Acme is.
No, I've never heard. But, I mean, that just reminds me of Who Framed Roger Rabbit. I don't know what it means, how it's going to be hybrided.
I mean, James Gunn is producing...
Yeah.
Set to release summer next year.
Everything fits there apart from the fact that it's Looney Tunes.
Yeah.
It's a strange one. But John Cena's in it, who you are a fan of now.
Yeah. Well, we'll see with John Cena, because I have only seen him in one role.
True.
So who knows?
True.
Ruben, how do you say that? Fleischer? Says Zombieland 3 could still happen. We joke that it should be every 10 years because the second movie was 10 years, almost to the day from the first. I like the notion that maybe in 2029 we'll get to go back.
Who says no to that?
Well, the second one I was a little bit disappointed with, I think. I thought the first one was brilliant.
The first one is brilliant, but I'm quite happy for just enough film at the standard of two. I don't really mind.
Yeah.
And also, have you tried the... Oh, what's the thing he's after?
The Twinkies?
Twinkies. Have you tried one?
No.
Oh my word. They're good. They are so good.
Really?
You can get it from like one of the chic corner shops in Colchester. My brother got me a few. They are so nice.
I'll keep an eye out for it.
Honestly, you should. So fair play to Woody Harrelson looking for them. I'd be the same. But yeah, come on. You'd watch that.
No, I would watch it. I mean, I was really late to watch Zombieland 2, actually.
See, I was really late to watch the first Zombieland, and then I watched Zombieland 2 straight after it. I don't know why I didn't watch it first.
Do you see this thing about Robert Pattinson saying that Tom Holland used to wear a Spider-Man outfit while they were shooting Lost City of Zed, which no one believes?
I mean, it's cute if it's true.
Apparently no one witnessed it except Robert Pattinson. And he was doing all this, oh, I swear to God, like, that's got to be bollocks. And he was saying it happened before he was cast for Spider-Man, which is just like...
He manifested it.
Come on.
But why would he lie about it, though? For a story, is he that boring?
Well, I don't know. He watch the clip, he looks like he's lying.
Yeah, fair. I mean, what film was that even?
Lost City of Zed. Yeah. I think it was the one with... was it with Charlie Hunnam as well?
I do not remember that.
I didn't watch it.
No, that sounds very forgettable.
Lily Collins, Jesse Plemons and Jason Segel star in Windfall, coming to Netflix March 18th. I saw Jesse Plemons has been in like four of the last five, or has been in the last, I think it's last 7 years, been in five Best Picture Oscar noms or something. Wow. And obviously he got a nomination for Power of the Dog, which still not on board with, but still, good for him.
He's very good. I mean, I can't remember. This year I've not seen him in my best, because he was also in Antlers, wasn't he?
Yeah, which was rubbish. We weren't
a fan of. So I used to think he was like going to be really great. Now I'm not so sure.
He's in Fargo season 2.
Oh, okay.
Was he in Breaking Bad, or was he just in El Camino?
Oh.
Have you not?
You see, I can't watch El Camino until I've watched.
Oh my God.
I know, yeah. I'm sorry.
I won't get into it.
He's not in 1-4. I know that much.
Okay.
But
Rupert Grint has joined the cast of M. Night Shyamalan's new thriller Knock at the Cabin alongside Batista and Nikki Amuka-Bird. It fascinates me that he's still getting movies. M. Night Shyamalan.
I'd have thought he would be at the point where he had to self-fund. Like,
yeah, I mean, it's a Universal film, so it's you know... It'll be big budget. And you got Batista in it. It'll...
Two good names, but they've all been so bad. Like, last good one, how many years ago was it?
I'm trying to think of the good films he's made. There's, what is it, Signs? Is it Signs?
Signs? I think it's a bell. Sixth Sense.
Sixth Sense.
And...
Split was good, but not... Well, it wasn't good, but the good bits weren't his. It was just because of James McAvoy. Unbreakable was very meh.
Glass, I'm not even...
Glass was rubbish. Yeah. I thought, anyway.
I mean, then there was Old, which I couldn't even bring myself to.
Was that the one at the beach?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know what the twist was at the end?
No.
So...
Spoilers.
Oh.
In case you were thinking of watching it.
So, I think it was some sort of medical company had created this beach... Right. Where they could test products on the people to see the long-term effect. It was something along those lines.
Wow, I was not expecting that, actually, I have to say.
That's
shocking.
Ridiculous. I don't care.
Wow.
Yeah. So, I mean, even the twist was worse than the premise of the film.
Yeah.
Which was horrible anyway.
The Last of Us will not release till will not release this year. Which is annoying.
Is it?
Yeah. I'm really looking forward to it. I've told you about this.
Have you?
I've said it on air about five times, yeah. The Last of Us with Pedro Pascal.
I don't remember you saying that.
Oh. Well. Yeah, because he's getting like $1 million an episode.
That rings a slight bell. You've not said you're excited for it, though.
Yeah. Huh. Mate, new zombie show. Oh shit, I'll get onto Walking Dead actually, because we just skipped ahead. We were waiting for the UK release. We thought, fuck it, we'll just watch it.
Right.
I told you about Who Killed Captain Alex. Did you watch it with us?
No.
The, what country was it from? It's an African country. It's like Zimbabwe or something.
It's an awful film.
Well, the brilliant film. It is brilliant. It's so funny.
The one you watched ages ago.
Yeah, well, last year, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Well, they're making a sequel. Finally! I'm buzzing. Honestly, you will... I don't know if it's intentionally funny, but it is really good. Like, it's genuinely worth the watch. It's top draw. And now they'll have funding for it, which will be crazy. It's on Amazon Prime.
Is Captain Alex going to die again?
I doubt it. Already die. Spoilers. Halo has been renewed for a season 2, even though first season hasn't come out yet. And I've got a bad feeling about it.
How can you renew something before you've even seen it?
It's just a bad idea, isn't it?
It's an awful idea.
Plus, I mean, Paramount Plus, they are fairly new.
Mm.
They probably want to produce good shows before they start renewing shows that could be shit.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's like, it has a sort of same vibe of Cowboy Bebop. It's like, everyone was really excited for it. It came out, it was crap.
To be fair... I was excited for it, having not watched the original. It seemed like everyone who had watched the original was
very much not looking
forward to it. Yeah.
Yeah. But I don't get that at all. I just don't.
However, speaking of Paramount, J.J. Abrams made the announcement during Paramount's Investors Day that new Star Trek film, December next year!
Ooh!
With Chris Pine, Zachary Quinto, Simon Pegg, Carl Urban, Zoe Saldana, and John Cho.
That is such a coincidence.
I'm buzzing.
Because I watched all three this week for Trilogy Wars.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, I completely forgot about them as well.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Good.
Really?
Well, I've never watched a Star Trek episode in my life.
Okay.
So I think a lot goes over me. But, honestly, pleasantly surprised probably.
I thought they were banging. They're great fun. I think they get better as well.
Yeah, the villains get better. Yeah. The villain in the first one was a bit crap.
Yeah.
I think the aliens in it are really good.
Mm.
Generally, I'd say almost more imaginative than in Star Wars universe.
Uh-huh.
I really like them. And each one has like a kind of twist.
Yeah.
None of which I saw coming.
They're good fun, aren't they?
Yeah. I just never really believed any of the main crew were going to die.
Yeah.
Each one leads you to think they probably will. Also, no idea that time travel was a thing in their universe.
Yeah, well, in Star Trek... Gotcha! What was I up to? Yeah, Star Trek Discovery, there's time travel and shit.
Right.
Which...
makes it very interesting.
Yeah, but quite well, the problem is, really, that if you want to make like a sustained universe... time travel often fucks it up.
Yes. Well, that's the thing.
You have to be very clever with your writing.
I don't understand how all the Star Trek series and stuff fit together particularly.
I'm not entirely sure if they do perfectly.
Right.
Because I think there's a Picard season 2 coming out. Discovery. Because Discovery linked up with... oh, God.
Voyager.
No. I don't know. One of the older series, I think, with... I can't remember the names.
Okay, but...
Captain Kirk or something? I don't know.
No.
And Spock was in it.
Okay.
Anyway.
I'll talk a bit more looking about forward Star to that, Trek though. When we get through
F. Murray Abraham from Amadeus is voicing Khonshu, the Egyptian god, in Moon Knight.
Nice.
Cool. I can't wait for Moon Knight. I'm really, really excited for it. Probably too excited. Spider-Man No Way Home has passed Avatar's US box office.
Yes!
To become the third highest grossing movie of all time.
So deserving.
In the US, that is. So what? What's above it? And Infinity War?
I don't know. Where is Titanic? And
I think Titanic's out of the race now. It's overtaken Avatar. Possibly Black Panther? Black Panther did very well.
Wouldn't be in the top three.
I don't know. Anyway, Jack Quaid has joined the Oppenheimer cast, which is now probably the best cast I've ever seen.
It's bonkers, isn't it?
Yeah.
Just, But I'm just... He has this huge cast of amazing ensemble. What's he doing with
that's... The I mean, I'm hoping it'll be like a four-hour film and they all just have like huge parts to play, but we'll see.
Well, I saw on Instagram ages ago just this idea behind some sort of murder mystery or some mystery or whatever. Mm. But you have just every character is such a main character that you genuinely don't know which one is meant to be.
I like that.
Who it is.
Yeah.
Because with like these big films, you know
the
bigger name is ultimately going to have more of a part to play.
Like Knives Out.
Knives Out, Death on the Nile.
Spoilers.
Well,
we'll get there.
Yeah.
So there's been all this talk because I'm pretty sure Matt Reeves wants to do a trilogy with the Batman now. I don't know if it's set in stone, but I'm sure come release day it will
smash
be.
It at the box it will. Office. It's going
to
get trilogy.
So Robert Pattinson has said he would like to get Robin involved, which, to be honest, I don't think would work with his Batman because his Batman's like a young emo guy.
Yeah.
Matt Reeves has said that he would like to include a grounded Mr. Freeze.
I said yes.
Because did they do Mr. Freeze in Gotham?
He was really good.
And it was really good, wasn't it?
He didn't get many episodes, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But
I think it would work.
It was really true to the character.
Because it's a great character. It is.
So good. He's so good. But also the other two people that Pattinson wanted to do it with. Well, the other two.
Who were they?
Villains. Calendar Man. Who thought he'd say that?
Which one's Calendar Man?
He's
go on.
The Batman, Lego Batman movie. And
right.
The Court of Owls.
Yeah. Well, because a lot of people would be saying that would be a great third film.
Yeah, because I feel that is the next big film that's not been represented basically at all. Yeah,
definitely.
Movie.
That would be awesome. But then, because there was all this thing about two cuts of the current Batman, weren't they? One with a villain and one without.
Yeah.
Which I would have thought would be the Joker.
Yeah.
I wonder who scored. Norwich!
Yes, go on, Norwich.
Go on, Norwich.
But, yeah, so say that was then Joker.
Mm.
Oh, I'm still just talking about having another Joker.
Yeah, which it might not be. It might not be.
Unless he teams up. Well, I'm not wrong in saying, in the trailer for the Batman, the gangsters on the train are wearing clown makeup, I thought.
The face paint?
Yeah.
I don't know if it's clown makeup.
Well,
I feel like
at least
be...
it's face paint. Like,
yeah, it is face paint, but I don't know.
I'm sorry, wearing face paint just makes me think even more it's going to be a Joker. But we'll I want Mr. Freeze so bad.
Yeah, I think I'd rather Mr. Freeze. Even though I prefer the Joker, I'd love to see him do a proper Mr. Freeze.
I almost regret it, but you know the Tesco in town?
Yeah.
They, for some reason, had like some toys on reduced, and one of them was like this really tall Mr. Freeze animated figure. It was like £6. I wish I'd got it.
Oh, you should have done it, mate.
I'm really disappointed in myself.
What else we got? So, you had a Bioshock.
Yeah.
Well, Netflix is going to do a film adaptation.
I would watch that. I've never
Well,
game,
yeah. But... Neither have I, but it's sort of a steampunky thing, isn't it?
Really cool. I think the last one didn't do very well, did it?
Oh, okay. I don't know if it'll be live action. I think if it did, it would have to be pretty big budget.
Yeah. Good point.
We'll see. Speaking of Daisy Edgar Jones, that's right. Rewind if you missed it. So she is starring in a horror film with Sebastian Stan called Fresh, which actually looks really good.
Okay.
There's a trailer out for that. Sort of gory, not upbeat, kind of, you know.
That sounds like...
Not overly... What's the word? I don't know. Like, not the darkest of tones.
Mm-hmm. But
I don't know. I don't know how. Watch the trailer.
Okay, watch the trailer. You never watched the Karen trailer, I'm guessing.
No, I didn't.
No. I might get you to watch it after the
podcast. Okay. June 2 will start filming before the end of summer. Second part, there will be much more Harkonnen stuff. Harkonnen, was that the fat guy or was that Batista? I think it was the. What happened to the fat guy?
Guy was in like the pool. He got resurrected.
Oh, okay. Well, really there'll be more away. Of that then. I think that's Harkonnen.
He was very weird because he was like really tall and naked. And
yeah.
That was very strange, wasn't it?
Yeah. Cool though. I like him as a
bad guy.
Yeah,
I was just
really.
Very disappointed that he just survived being blatantly killed.
Because I keep seeing stuff about Dune, and like how it ends up in the book and stuff.
Mm.
And I think that's going to make for a very interesting few films.
Okay.
I don't know what you've seen about it.
Why is it not being... Did you say it starts filming then?
Yeah, it starts filming.
Why is it not being filmed yet?
Before the end of summer. I don't know. I mean, I guess if they start filming before the end of summer, it'll be out...
Maybe a summer from now? No, not even now.
I'd have thought end of next year, 2024.
But it's like Lord of the Rings. If you know there's going to be another film, just do them together, I'd have thought.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. Well, I don't...
Surely I don't, that helps you to keep the same tone better and everything.
Yeah. But hey. Oscars will be hosted by Wanda Sykes, Regina Hall and Amy Schumer.
Wow. Went from Tom Holland to that.
Yeah.
Amy Schumer.
I really don't like Amy Schumer.
The least popular people.
Yeah.
You could imagine hosting.
Weird choice, isn't it?
As if people, you know, didn't have enough excuses to not watch the Oscars.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. I've never watched it.
I've never watched it.
I might watch it this year, I don't know. There was this thing about Revolution of the Daleks. Last Doctor episode. They released the script for it, and originally...
No, sorry, it was Evil of the Daleks. Do you mean? Evil of the Daleks.
It says Revolution of the Daleks.
Okay, so that was 2 years ago. That was the one where they were fucking stupid. They were like the safety machines that were... It was like their redesign.
Okay. Well, that was when we kept Jack in, wasn't it?
Yes.
They've released the script and he's been cut out of it. Yeah. Well, now that he's, cancelled.
God.
To be fair, they didn't really do him justice.
No, they ruined it.
Probably for the best.
Horrible, horrible couple times we saw him.
Yeah. Peaky Blinders will be out February 27th. Come on! I'm so excited.
That is going to be amazing.
Simu Liu from Shang-Chi has joined the Barbie cast with Ryan Gosling and Margot Robbie. Lucasfilm is reportedly planning a post-sequel trilogy of Star Wars movies about a new Jedi Order.
Yes.
Which would mean new Rey, wouldn't it? Or Return of Rey, I would have thought.
Yeah, probably Return of
Rey. And Finn and all this.
I like Rey at the start, I just... Groot and really not.
I never disliked her, to be fair. I don't think she was the problem, really.
Oh, she wasn't the problem, but we don't need to go there. Is that movie news?
Not quite.
Okay.
I've got quite a lot this week, actually. Blade Runner 2099 is in the works at Amazon. Sequel series to Blade Runner 2049. Ridley Scott will produce and potentially direct the series. Give it to me. I'd probably rather they gave it to Villeneuve, to be honest, but...
Yeah, but Ridley's got to be connected, hasn't he?
Yeah. And Ana de Armas has been cast as Marilyn Monroe in a biopic Blonde, which can be an NC-17.
Mm-hmm.
Quote, if the audience doesn't like it, that's the fucking audience's problem. I think cool.
Good shit.
So this week's big movie news, Multiverse of Madness trailer.
Mm. I've not watched.
You've not watched?
I've not watched.
Oh my god.
Avoiding spoilers.
I'm trying to think how I can unpack this.
So difficult.
In a logical order. Okay, so on the poster, we've got Captain Carter's shield from What If.
Okay.
So we're probably getting a tie into What If, which is very multiversal, so it makes sense.
Yeah.
So the trailer, are you going to not watch the trailer?
I'm not going to watch the trailer.
Can I say what's...
You can say you've got to edit this bit of the pod. How about that?
What do you mean? Oh, what? You want? You are you going to leave the room?
Yeah, I'll leave the room.
Well,
has it got you more excited for the film?
100%.
Wow. Okay. Are there cameos in there that you weren't expecting?
There is one cameo which could be considered spoiler.
Is that the poster?
No.
It's not on the poster.
No. What I will say, so we've got the Illuminati in it.
Awesome.
So
I didn't know the Illuminati were like a big thing.
Yeah. So in the comics, mm-hmm. it's not... Okay, so in the comics, it's Doctor Strange, Iron Man, Black Bolt, Mr. Fantastic, Professor X, and Namor the Submariner. Uh-huh. And, but, so in the trailer, there's... What can I say?
I know a couple.
Okay, so in the trailer, there is six seats, uh-huh. and Doctor Strange gets, like, in handcuffs, put in front of them. So some people saying that Black Panther will be in there.
Is it? It's a multiversal Illuminati. Is it sort of existing above the plane?
I suspect in the film it will be.
Yeah.
So we know who one Professor of them is. Yeah. Okay. There we go. Which awesome.
But that, this is what I'm like. Everyone's just trying to deconstruct like a few fucking.
Well, yeah, I suppose. Well, no, because his voice is in it.
Yeah. Oh no, I know. His is, but like all the other ones they're calling out.
So, well, because a lot of people saying we're going to get Tom Cruise as Superior Iron Man. Which, fucking yes, please.
Wow.
And the guy who played Black Bolt in the Inhuman series, which I don't know if it was him. I can't remember, but we reckon he'll be in it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very exciting. To be fair, the sixth member could be a different Doctor Strange. I don't know yet.
Yeah. I feel like there's going to be two Doctor Strangers, isn't there?
But also hoping for John Krasinski as Mr. Fantastic.
Fingers crossed. Do you reckon Kang's going to be in it?
Yeah, I reckon. Even if it's a post-credit thing, he'll be involved, I suspect.
Which would be very cool.
Yeah.
Finally.
Yeah, trailer's awesome.
Fingers crossed wait. They pull it off.
Yeah, I really hope so.
Marvel are actually going to end up with like the top 10 grossing films of all time.
Yeah, probably. I know we've said, where's it going? Do you think they'll reach a point where they'll go, the story's reached a natural conclusion, we're going to stop making films? Or we're going to stop with the MCU?
I would like to think they'd stop with the MCU. But... the thing is that if they stop the MCU, that doesn't mean they're going to stop with their formula.
Yeah.
They've got to change their formula to keep the MCU enjoyable. Yeah.
I reckon they'll get to a point where they'll revamp the whole thing.
Yes. What, just like a Thanos click, but to reset everything.
Yeah.
Sort of.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. I don't even know how far ahead they think anymore.
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it?
Terrifying.
Because they could have the entire thing planned out from here until 2040.
Yeah. And, I don't know, it just blows my mind how few secrets do get out.
Yeah.
It's weird, isn't
it? Yeah.
Because did you hear Charlie Cox and fucking Andrew Garfield sat lunch facing walls?
Oh, yeah.
So they can get pictures taken of them.
Yeah.
But honestly, the Marvel's unstoppable.
It's a juggernaut. But yeah, very excited for that.
We've used juggernaut twice now. It's no pun intended on, you know.
Yeah. Being... nice.
But yeah, because we used it last week and I was like, why didn't I say that? anyway, we are running long.
Chesterfield are 3-2 down.
Oh.
Anyway, what have we got next?
Trilogy Wars.
Pew, pew. Now, we have some emails this week. Finally.
Come on. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, everyone, for emailing in.
We appreciated it.
Okay, so.
Let's discuss. That's Emily. Yes, go.
Email one from Jess. Well, actually, she sent some ones that literally didn't make sense. So she resent. Okay, so Isaac has said, Isaac from Bolton, has said that, he says, definitely the Dark Knight trilogy, a superhero film that has dark elements and properly developed characters, which is fairly rare. Lord of the Rings, a close second. Star Wars is bang average.
Wow.
He just wants to get the bait.
He's
dangling that rod.
He listened to last week's and he's trying to get my nipple. The Dark Knight.
Yeah, it's at minimum top three, isn't it?
It's superb. Because, I read this article during the week that was taking the mick out of Batman Begins for basically representing Bruce Wayne is a superhero.
What?
It genuinely was just the stupidest article I've ever read about a film. Just berating the film for making him into a superhero, more or less.
That's literally...
the point.
The point.
Yeah. But honestly, Batman People. Begins...
Thing is, I always underrate Batman Begins because the next two are so good.
Mm.
I need to rewatch it. Really.
Like everything it does.
Yeah.
And you know, for how it links between 1 and 3, which not many trilogies do, to be fair.
Yeah.
2 and 3 usually link more, but in the
well, case... that's and I think we got another email about it, but it wasn't the original plan, was it?
No.
Jess from Sheffield has said, best trilogy is Toy Story until the 4th one ruined it. Didn't cry at the 3rd, but cried at the 4th. So,
well said, Jess. Thank you.
Avengers is not a trilogy, Jack. It's 4 films. Marvel is full of great trilogies, brackets, not Thor, but Avengers isn't one of them. Iron Man is 100% best. To be fair, out and out trilogies, like 3 films.
Captain America.
Iron Man is close second.
2 transformed my idea of what a superhero film could be in the Marvel Universe.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, they sort of have recently left it a bit, gone back to the tried and tested more.
Yeah. I mean, when Civil War came out, that was, I think, the best MCU film that come out, bar maybe Avengers.
I can barely remember Civil War.
Oh,
I've only watched it once. I've watched Winter Soldier 3 times, probably.
Yeah, Winter Soldier was really good. But very different film, isn't it?
And again, yeah, Thor. I don't think that Iron Man. Thor is a very weak trilogy. It's only Ragnarok that's good.
That's true. The first two were actually... certainly, I remember the second one just being rubbish.
Things I really don't like the first one.
No, I don't particularly like it either.
But I feel as though Avengers should count as a trilogy.
Well, this is what I mean. Avengers 3, Avengers 4.
They're one story. But equally, you know, 2 lets down the trilogy. It's not the greatest trilogy of all time.
But then you could argue, because I've always said Pirates of the Caribbean, 1 to 3 is a trilogy.
Yes.
But then 2 and 3 are sort of the same story. Or a continuation of one story.
Well, yeah. So, but I suppose we can't use the same logic both ways either. That makes that 2 films.
Yeah.
I think Pirates of the Caribbean is a trilogy. There's more of an argument for that being a trilogy than...
Yeah. Amy has said to Jack and Beachbod, fine, I will email in. I wasn't pestering her. I don't know what she's talking about. My favourite trilogy is probably the first Star Wars trilogy, as it is the only one I've seen the whole way through.
Yes! Well, That's the most important vote.
Yeah. If I had seen John Wick 3, I'd probably say that. However, it is about to become a saga, so it doesn't count anymore. Well, it's not a saga yet. No. So
1 to 3.
It does still count.
Are an inclusive, self-contained trilogy.
Amy also says, to be honest, I think you are incorrect including films where there is a 2-part finale, brackets Avengers, because they are not trilogies, they are sagas. There are also not many trilogies where the middle or last film isn't a shitter, brackets Avengers, Toy Story. Feel free to debate it. I mean, you're completely wrong with Toy Story.
Toy Story 1 to 3 are masterpieces.
Yep.
I genuinely think Toy Story 3 might be the most solid. Fuck, am I about to say Toy Story is one of my favourite, is my favourite trilogy?
It might be, but then Toy Story has a 4th, so...
Yeah, and the 4th does... detract, even though it's the goodbye. The tear goodbye.
To Jess, okay, if you're saying your best trilogy is Toy Story, but it has a 4th, then I'm allowed Avengers.
Well, I don't think the same logic applies.
All the love to Maxie Moo, Amy, XXXXX, PS, Jack, please take the bins out. I did do that, so. From Rob in Essex. Firstly, although I like Max, Jack is my favourite presenter. Sorry, Max, it's a family thing. I don't know what he's talking about. I've never met this man. Secondly, the Dark Knight trilogy runs a close second to Lord of the Rings. I think he's right with that. The arc of Ra's al Ghul makes it almost perfect, intelligent trilogy making, albeit the Heath Ledger issues sort of threw Nolan a bit.
He did. I think he brings it back most perfectly.
He does. He does. For me, The Dark Knight Rises is one of the most rewarding movies I've ever seen. Plus, finishing a trilogy like that, let alone a great movie, has not been surpassed. However, The Fellowship of the Rings is just one of the greatest films ever made and sets up a truly classic adventure. Hope this makes the pod. Don't forget to mention your competition, Ooh Electric Shock. Shout out to them.
I do actually really like Ooh Electric Shock.
There you go.
A very good pod.
Thank you, Rob.
I do take some points from it. You may notice, Rob.
So. Yeah. I mean, I don't.
I've not watched Lord of the Rings because I'm waiting.
Shocking.
I know. Is it your favourite?
Yeah, I think it is. Oh God, it's so tough.
I assume it holds up well.
Yeah, it does.
Okay, because it has to hold up well too.
Yeah, and Amberlee from Sheffield said, "Back to the Future." What?
Amberlee.
That's what said.
You said Amberlee.
I said Amberlee.
You said it very quickly. Anyway, thank you, Amberlee, for messaging.
Thank you. Back to the Future, The Naked Gun, or Austin Powers. More your ballpark than mine.
There we go. There we go.
I've not seen the third Back to the Future, actually.
I hate to say I've not even seen the second. The first one multiple times. I find it hilarious.
Sort of Matrix vibes in that step off, I would imagine, is quite big.
I've heard it's not great. But Naked Gun and Austin Powers, there we go.
Yeah.
They're some trilogies.
I'm sure, mate. I mean, I just say, you got a better idea than me.
They're continuously hilarious. The third is as good as the first. In some cases, the second Naked Gun is my least favourite, probably, of the three.
Right.
But it doesn't make it weak in any way. They are so fun. I can't believe you've watched Austin Powers, I assume.
Nope.
That is appalling, isn't it?
It's one of those things where, like, it's available to me, but there are just things there's things I need to watch more than that.
You know? I have stayed up all night watching Austin Powers and it was not a good idea, but do I care? It was a great night. And I was about to forget that I screenshotted this movie fact, which is quite cool. Michael McDonald, a comedian who, thanks to his appearances in Austin Powers 1997 and Halloween Kills in 2021, is the only person to have been killed on screen by both Mike Myers and Michael Myers. There you go.
Wow. That's
That's a fact for you. They're great films. I cannot believe you've not watched them. Austin Powers in particular is probably couldn't get made now. Some of the jokes would not go down very well.
Yeah, I can imagine, to be fair.
Apparently Back to the Future was a remake was in talks.
Don't do it.
It just wouldn't be done as well, would it?
It's just, yeah, there's no need for it, is there?
It's very bad.
No one's asking for that. No one's asking for a new Back to the Future.
The original Back to the Future is amazing as is.
Yeah. It's not going to be better, is it?
No.
What you're better off doing is doing a new cinematic release of the original.
Yeah.
Just do that instead. I'll go to that. I won't go to your remake.
I'd love to watch some of these films in cinema.
Yeah.
Worst thing, being able to watch some of these films when lockdown stopped.
Yeah.
Because there was no new films.
Yeah.
That was a great time. It's a shame they don't do that more often.
Trilogy of trilogies. Your favourites.
Austin Powers.
Uh-huh.
I think it's... It's so goofy. Oh my God. Can I put Austin Powers and Naked Gun equal to each other?
Can we put Endgame and Infinity War in a trilogy? I mean, okay. Who knows?
That's so horrible. I'm so glad Andy mentioned both of them. Fuck.
Oh, that's fine, mate. Just spill your Carlsberg all over my bedroom floor! Anyway. Your top three.
Austin Powers in third. Okay. Going Austin Powers.
Wow, mate. Okay.
I could only have one of Austin Powers and Naked Gun because it's too similar genre. But you know that's my kind of humour. I like to just... you know I'm easy to make laugh.
That's true.
And they are laughing in it.
Mm-hmm.
In how stupid they are. Because there was a Super Bowl advert with Dr. No. Dr. Evil, sorry.
Was there?
Did you see it? And all the original bad guys. Nice. It was pretty good. Second.
Yep.
Dark Knight.
Yeah.
Made me
Wait, Austin Powers third or first?
Austin Powers third. Okay. Oh, yeah, Austin Powers third. Yeah, the new Spider-Man trilogy isn't strong enough. The third one's amazing, but it's not strong.
Yeah, agreed.
And I think, you know, the Dark Knight trilogy solidifies Batman as my favourite superhero.
Okay, yeah.
I feel as though before I watched them, in my mind, Batman and Spider-Man were very much equals.
Okay.
And since that trilogy, just Batman, there's something...
Yeah.
He's gone...
I think above. I've always preferred Batman. It's darker.
There's so much more to work with.
Yeah.
The villains are amazing in the Dark Knight trilogy. Just the Scarecrow himself in the first one.
Yeah. And yeah, they're all brilliant, actually.
Just amazingly done. And, you know...
What we need is a Christopher Nolan Spider-Man trilogy. That would be something. To be fair, I don't think that... Yeah, you're right. The bad guys... Spider-Man bad guys just aren't as strong.
No.
Joker over Green Goblin any day of the week.
Yeah. And what then you've... What a new trilogy. You've had Vulture, who was very forgettable. I mean, Michael Keaton is in Morbius.
Yeah.
I assume he's been recast or something.
Well, he's in handcuffs, isn't he? So it's like... We don't know. We have no idea. That's what's thrown everyone off.
Yeah. Because it's very quick in the trailer as well.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Getting back to it.
Number one. Star Wars.
Original.
Of course
original. Well, I don't know, mate. There really is no... fucking love the prequels, so...
There is no question about original.
Okay.
The things that has... That film has had such an impact on my life. Like...
What?
Just my...
Episode adoration. 4. Episode...
Oh, wait. Episode 4 is possibly my favourite film of all time. I love it.
Fair enough.
But just 4 to 6, all of, you know, the stories, the universes they have spawned, I cannot get enough of. And you can't deny it was the start of it all. And I love it to pieces. I'd watch them all, because in How Many Mother, they watch them every 3 years or something.
Yeah.
And I could see myself doing that for till the end of time.
Mm.
I think it's a pretty perfect trilogy. 6 is a great ending.
Yeah.
It's not the perfect ending.
Right.
But then again, I think any ending could leave you wanting more. I think people will always find problems.
I always like 6 the most, but that's because I used to watch them loads when I was like very young.
Mm-hmm.
And because it's like, I think because it's like a conclusion. I've always liked that, you know? Like, the third one is always... we have just had a new email in, as we're recording, from Joe France.
Oh, thank you, Joe.
Oh, you do know...
Yeah.
Okay. He says, Back to the Future, Star Wars, Episodes 4 to 6. Excellent. Indiana Jones. Ooh, great shout. Great shout.
We're
discounted for. Austin Powers, because funny. Matrix, weak revamp recently. Yeah, I mean, yeah. Oof, I know. The Matrix... I mean, the first one is so good.
Yeah.
And the second two are...
Maybe if they were standalones,
I wouldn't... I don't think the second two are bad.
No, it's just the first one's so great.
Yeah. Naked Gun, because funny. Terminator. Terminator 2 is excellent.
Yeah.
Terminator 1 is Terminator pretty 2 good. Is
definitely an upgrade.
I don't know if I've seen Terminator 3, thinking about it.
I might have a long time ago. But actually, really good show as well.
Born Legacy.
Oh, really, John?
To be fair, the first three are very good. But then you've got, is it Ultimatum with Jeremy Renner? Mm-hmm. Which is alright. And then Jason Bourne, the fourth one?
Yes. I don't know.
Which I didn't hear great things. And Godfather. Which I mean, I've not watched the third, actually.
No, you have just for the...
I feel like I should.
The third is hated on, but it's not great. It's
not great.
But the thing is, Joe, if it was just one and two films...
Well, yeah.
He has brought out some of the best.
Certainly.
But the third one's let him down. Indiana Jones, though. One of the things I only watch at Christmas time. They're always on the telly at Christmas time.
That and Star Wars, used to watch it all the time.
But just awesome films.
Yeah.
Which
is your favourite of the three?
I think it might be Last Crusade.
Okay.
I really like... Is it Sean Connery?
Yeah.
Sean Connery as his dad is awesome, I think.
Yeah.
And
well, that was a chase question. Who played young Indy in... Or did you watch... young Indy in The Last Crusade? Young. Was it Leo DiCaprio, Matt Damon, or River Phoenix.
I'm going Matt Damon.
River Phoenix.
Oh, damn.
I think it was River Phoenix. Yeah, it was. Anyway.
They've held up test time as well. Because they're all practical as well, basically. Two is the weakest of the three, I'd say.
I'd say so. I'd go 1-3-2.
Yeah, fair enough. Also, Lego game is an absolute excellent. Yeah.
Excellent. Lego Indiana Jones slaps.
But anyway, your favourite three trilogies?
I would go for... Well, okay, in contention... So, Lord of the Rings is top, I think.
Okay.
And probably Dark Knight second.
Mm-hmm.
In contention. I'm not going to count Avengers because I don't want the backlash. I can't take it.
Would it be there if it was?
Possibly. But then I'd like to have some variety. Do you remember my secret mission before sunset, before sunrise, before midnight?
Yeah.
They are in contention, definitely. Different, though.
Mm. Each as strong as the other.
They are consistently very good.
Okay. Okay.
I
assume we're not including Jackass 1-3 because there's now.
Cornetto trilogy. Ooh. Although that's a spiritual trilogy, really, isn't it?
True. I mean, it's an anthology trilogy. Simon Pegg is great in the new Star Trek films.
Yeah.
As Scotty, really great.
He is very good, isn't he?
Although I don't think he actually says "beam me up, Scotty" at any point. I think he says it the other way around.
Or isn't he Scotty?
Well, no, but as in, fucking. What's his name?
Chris Pine.
I'm trying to think of the character. Kirk.
Yeah.
Kirk never says "beam me up, Scotty." I think he says something like "Scotty, beam me up," and it let me down a little bit. but anyway, no, he's really good. I'm not a big fan of his little character.
Chelsea had a goal ruled out offside.
But yeah, the Cornetto trilogy is great. Yeah. Absolutely great. We would love another reunion. But
then third did let it down a little bit.
Yeah.
If the third one had been as strong as the first two, then it might get third.
But even, I mean, still, Hot Fuzz and Shaun of the Dead, such iconic British films.
Quality.
Really go under the radar.
Yeah.
But again, maybe this one and two film stretch should be another discussion. We're looking at trilogies.
I feel like that expands. There's a lot of films in contention then.
Wow.
A lot. I keep forgetting trilogies and then remembering them when it's too late.
You know, it's me and you forever, Jack. 100 episodes.
My third, I will go... Oh, but then Captain America is up there, to be fair.
Not even sweating about the original Spider-Man trilogy. A long time ago, obviously.
Yeah, third one let it down. Oh, God. I'm going to put the before trilogy in third. Just for some variety.
Who bet on that?
Just for some variety.
Wow. Honestly, if we got off, we could have a little more discussion about this next week.
We could.
Because we've continuously kept on bringing up different things. I mean, our emails. Yeah. Thank you so much for
emails. Thank you, everyone.
Really appreciate it. We're going long. We've got movies
to talk about.
Cinema movies. You watched Moonfall.
Well.
Oh, he fell asleep.
No. So, it was in cinema. And I thought, do you know what? I am so not asked about this movie. I can't be bothered to walk there. So, okay, I pirate it. Went to pirate it. And there was, all the pirated things were, filmed in a cinema. Do you know what I mean? Shock.
Pretends to be surprised.
And so I just thought, well, to be honest, the reviews I'm seeing, this film's rubbish. So, I'm just not going to watch it. And I'm going to be honest, mate. You're giving me these looks, but I don't regret it.
I'm not happy.
I'm sure.
I'm not happy.
I suspect I would be less happy if I had watched it.
What is its rating on IMDb?
5.2.
That's worth going to cinema for.
No, it's not.
It is. I need one more beer.
Okay. I think the general consensus is don't go and see Moonfall.
Is that to teach the studios a lesson?
Yeah, especially because the director slagged off Marvel, so... When he had no right to do so.
Can't get
in his
that.
Position.
Okay, well, my solo movie trip I actually did go to see.
Yep.
Devil and Nile.
Uh-huh.
Pleasantly surprised.
Really? Have you seen Murder on the Orient Express?
I have. Better than Murder on the Orient Express, I'd say.
Okay.
Story slightly weaker, but overall, the whole aesthetic. Okay. Really nice shots in it. The colours were beautiful.
Yeah.
Which I suppose imagine. I should have expected from something set in Egypt.
Yeah.
There should be really beautiful colours. I think I benefit from not knowing the story, if I'm being honest.
Yeah, I can imagine so.
If I knew what was going to happen, I don't know how much I'd enjoy it.
Okay.
But I don't.
Mm-hmm.
It was good because there were some nice callbacks to the first one.
Right.
Shirt's first guy. Thing with his two boiled eggs in a cup. You've not seen it, but
no.
That was very nice. And his old mate's in it as well.
Okay.
Tries to explain why he has a moustache.
Why?
Because he has scars.
Can he not just have a moustache?
Well, yeah. The moustache is a bit... And the moustache has changed now because apparently in the first one it was... No one liked it.
Okay.
Anyway... Gal Gadot was pretty cringe in it.
And enough champagne to feel denial. Did you cheer when she said that?
It was worse in the cinema. It was somehow okay. Worse. And then also there's a scene where they go into this temple and her and Arnie Hammer start getting off.
Okay.
But just...
Arnie Percy wouldn't go near Arnie Hammer because he might eat me.
She's talking dirty to him, like,
right.
In quotation marks. It is the cringiest dialogue.
Right.
I was wincing, like, it was terrible.
Okay.
Absolutely terrible. But in the end, I couldn't really see the end coming. And the story kept me invested.
Uh-huh.
Very nice guys, as I said. It's a pretty good actor. Russell Brand's surprisingly really good in it.
I like Russell Brand.
Yes, I'm seeing him soon.
Are you?
I'm going to see him. I think you should have probably come and seen it. I'm not going to lie. I think you would have been
pleasant. Because I hadn't seen the first. I feel just wrong about seeing a film having not seen the first. But and I know, can't be bothered to watch the first. You know
they're completely unrelated apart from...
Well, yeah, but even then it feels wrong, doesn't it?
Yeah. But honestly, there was...
Out of interest, who done it?
There were some really good twists. Who done it?
Spoilers, spoilers, spoilers.
It was Arnie Hammer.
Shock. Of course it was.
And the girl he left to be with Gal Gadot.
Who was that?
I couldn't tell you her actor. And I mean, she was fit as well. I don't know.
Oh.
No.
The fit one. It was always going to be the fit one, wasn't it?
But it was really clever.
Okay.
But I can't say that's the film down to the film.
Well, that's the thing, isn't it? It's a classic... There was novel?
There was some really weird bit. Because when it went underwater, it was clearly CGI'd, I think.
Right.
And some bits were really good. But then there was these other bits where it went underwater for no reason, and there was just fish. And the fish looked awful, I thought.
Fair enough.
It was very strange. I'd give it 3 stars, 3.5.
3.5?
Three stars. Enjoyed the supporting cast.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoyed the setting a lot.
Yeah.
And... Also, yeah, the links to Murder on the Expense were there.
Because
she also asked for protection like Johnny Depp does before he gets killed.
Okay.
But then also there's plenty of differences. You wouldn't have had to see the first one at all.
Right.
Glad I went and saw it. Same, we went and saw it together.
Uncharted.
Well.
We'll start with Uncharted.
We went to see Uncharted.
So I fell asleep in Uncharted about 2/3 of the way through. And to be honest, I was quite bored.
I disagree.
I would say, up to the point I fell asleep, I thought I just didn't like Mark Wahlberg's character at all. And I don't know if that's because he was played by Mark Wahlberg or I just really didn't like him.
I think I probably did like him, but maybe it was because he was played by Mark Wahlberg then.
Okay. I just wasn't invested particularly.
All the
good bits I'd seen in the trailer.
Yeah, well, particularly the ship bit. I don't know why
the ship bit, the bit on the plane. That's just bit. Oh god.
I would say up until the Barcelona bit, yeah. It could have been any sort of espionage, mystery, action,
yeah,
or whatever. But I enjoyed the bit in Barcelona. I have to say.
Yeah, I liked that bit. Yeah.
What I would say
it was very video game, to be fair. Wasn't
after
it?
That, be well aware it's based on a video game.
Yeah.
Like, the stuff that happens in it is straight out of a video game.
Certainly the bits I woke up and saw and then fell back asleep again were like, I said to you about the gunpowder bit. Just like you see some gunpowder on the floor and it goes, ooh, gunpowder.
Press picks X it up. To pick up.
Yeah, yeah.
the ships flying in the sky after they've been, you know, been down there for 600 years. Yeah. Obviously, I'd hold up that well. Mm. Also, I don't know if you saw when they were on the plane and she literally says, this is a bad idea. Gets in the car and drives it out. It was That was awful as well. Like, really terrible bit of dialogue.
Mm.
Also, Tom Holland and Mark Wahlberg's dynamic seemed to change in the last...
Yeah, I'm not surprised, because certainly what I saw of it, I didn't really like.
No, it just all of a sudden became very laddie and taking the mick out of each other.
Yeah,
but they became best pals. At all.
Yeah.
And it just all of a sudden happened out of nowhere, from Tom Holland really not liking him.
From your... I mean, as the only one of the two of us who have seen the whole thing, What would you give it?
As a video game film, well aware it's a video game film.
Mm.
If you are going to watch it, I'd give it three stars.
Okay.
Worth a watch, especially as you're a fan, if you're a fan.
I'm sure if you like the game.
Yeah, apparently it's pretty good. Another fact I was asked to look up is the strange cameo on the beach. I don't know if you saw it.
No.
They walk onto the beach and they talk to someone, and it's very out of place. The person they speak to is Nolan North, the voice of, what's his name, Nathan Drake in the Uncharted series.
Oh, very nice, okay.
There you go.
I like that.
There you go, Alf. That was for you. I lit that up. So, I'd recommend it. It's fun.
Yeah.
Don't take it seriously, God's sake. I like the opening scene as well, to be fair. I just kind of like people pickpotting each other and dressing in suits and doing...
Yeah.
I even quite like the bit where they take Lady to steal the key, if I'm being honest. Didn't like the henchman. After the first Scottish joke, I didn't like Lady, got on my nerves.
Yeah.
To be
from what I saw, I liked Tom Holland in it, and that was about it. I thought he was good.
Yeah. Well, do you reckon he... I wonder what sort of place he has to be the face of it. Because obviously they tee up another one because, spoiler alert, his brother isn't dead.
Which, you know, you knew that was coming, didn't you?
But he's already Spider-Man. He's going to do another traditional Spider-Man. Should they choose someone else to be the figurehead of...
I'm trying to think of people who are the face of two separate big budget franchises.
Not even Chris Pratt, really. I mean, he's gone to Galaxy and Jurassic World.
Yeah, that's true, to be fair. But yeah, a similar kind of...
Then again, Jurassic World sort of...
And Guardians is...
Do you tell you what, Jurassic World is up there as top grossing. I don't know if it's second. I don't think it's second. It is really high up there. I'm pretty sure.
Oh, there was a trailer for Dominion. I don't know if you saw it.
Did not.
Bringing back the old gang.
I think people had to see that.
Yeah.
Because Sam Neill, isn't it? I like Sam Neill.
Yeah, Jeff Goldblum.
Jeff Goldblum. Yeah, anyway, okay.
Oh, also Lord of the Rings Super Bowl trailer.
Mm.
It looks alright, to be fair. I tell you what though, mate. The amount of racists banging on about it. Because in the books there aren't any black people because it's set and as in the films. And now there's black people in it. And some of the people on Twitter, oh my word. Just... Shocking.
When I watched Green Book, just appalled me at like 60 years ago. People were like that. It's
it's crazy, isn't it? Most horrible. Of these people are still alive. Like,
yeah. Well, at the start of Green Book, he picks up two black guys come around to do some work in his house.
Yeah.
He drinks from the glasses and he puts the glasses in the bin. Like, it's
horrible, isn't it?
Terrible. Anyway, okay. Speak about a film I think you thought more fondly of, Le Duke.
Yeah. I was thinking about this.
Okay.
I don't know if I've just pulled this term out of my arse. I suspect I might have done. I call it a yellow film. This sort of quirky British comedy, like Paddington or Lady in the Van kind of thing.
I've not watched Lady in the Van.
Neither have I.
Oh, okay.
But that's the vibe I get from it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was a great story. I thought it was a little bit let down because it wasn't, I don't know. I think it was too short, to be honest.
Okay.
Do you not?
I was more thinking it could have cut out some of the unnecessary side character stories.
Right.
And made it into sort of an hour Christmas Day special or something for
Lucy.
I thought that might, because it's a story that should be told.
100%, and I'd never heard of it, and no, that's quite really surprising because it's amazing.
Didn't expect the sort of minor twist in it. I'd call it a twist. I don't want to say all of it.
Yeah,
I didn't see that.
I mean, I thought his daughter that died.
Mm.
They should have explored that way more.
Well, yeah, they
they didn't.
They either should have explored more, or it's like they could have cut out to make it into an hour to have it on TV.
Yeah.
Also, I didn't really see. It was Helen Mirren, and the main character was played by
Jim Broadbent.
Jim Broadbent. They didn't make a very convincing
couple. I thought Helen Mirren was a little bit irritating.
Yeah. He seems like the nicest guy in the world.
And she was just whingy. It's like, well, you married him.
Yeah, they didn't make...
What do you expect from him?
A very convincing couple that would fit together, yeah, anyway. It seemed like anything he would do, yeah, would annoy her.
Even like... I don't know, like them being in Newcastle in the 60s? Yeah, early 60s. 61, I think it is.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
They didn't... There wasn't. It didn't feel like there was a lot of style to it. They didn't explore the kind of era at all, really.
It was a British film. I don't think that's what you should have expected from it.
Yeah, I don't know. It felt lacking in some way.
I do think the main son was actually a really good character in it.
Yeah,
he was played well. I felt bad for him. That the girlfriend of the other brother was horrible, but
obviously was yeah, meant she to was. Be. Yeah, no.
But yeah, you think it maybe should have been longer. I think it could have been shorter.
You could have gone one way or the other, to be fair. It felt either... Well, it felt, I thought, a bit undeveloped in places.
Yeah, exactly. Which I
you could either cut
or develop, some out, yeah,
or... Yeah.
One way or another, we were told there was a Q&A at the end.
But yeah, we got scammed.
Thanks, Odeon. Sat through credits for no reason.
Yeah.
What would you rate it?
3 stars. Maybe 3.5.
Okay. I'd go 3.
I thought Jim Broadbent was very good. He was...
Yeah. Actually,
few bits I really liked.
I really liked his lawyer.
Yeah. Really, so did I, actually.
What he said about the neighbour.
Yeah. He had just a friendly demeanour, didn't he?
I recognised him from something, but I couldn't pin down what.
Yeah.
But
I'm not sure.
He made the court scene as much as Jim Broadbent did, I think.
Yeah, definitely.
And it was a shame they used that moment where they said that was the plea, not the verdict. Because that was in the trailer.
Yeah.
But honestly, it made us laugh in the trailer.
Yeah, that was good.
The moment had gone by then. But
the court scene was the best, I think.
Yes, absolutely.
I sort of wish they'd stretched that out a little bit longer.
I love court scenes.
Yeah.
Have you watched A Time to Kill?
No.
But no, yeah, court scenes are great. Anything more to say?
No, I think that's wrapped. Give it a watch.
The other film. It is Jack's
Maybe turn. Wait for telly.
Fair. It is Jack's turn for Joke of the Week, though.
So it is. Okay, Joke of the Week.
Joke of the Week, Joke of the Week.
So basically, this famous art collector, art dealer, he goes in with a meeting with his lawyer. And, His lawyer goes, right, I've got good news, I've got bad news, which one first? And the art collector's like, yeah, I'll have the good news. So the lawyer goes, well, basically, your wife she spent £5,000.
Okay.
And she bought these she's got these two pictures. Mm-hmm. And the art dealer goes, oh, great, what are they worth? And the lawyer's like, she reckons she can get hundreds of thousands, maybe millions for them.
Lovely. Wouldn't that be nice?
And the art dealer's like, oh, that's great. What a result. And then the lawyer goes, well, do you want the bad news now? And he goes, yeah. And the lawyer goes, well, there are pictures with your secretary. I'm glad you are.
I wasn't expecting that.
I need some new jokes. I need to actually do some research before the pod and find some good ones.
Yeah. It's one of those things I'd love to research.
Mm.
Next week.
Oof. This week in cinemas, we've got...
I'll go watch Dog.
Dog is out. Serrano is out this week. You know, it's got 4 BAFTA nominations.
And that's for all the fucking
BAFTA,
I give.
BAFTA. Yeah, BAFTA.
Okay. I'm not... I don't...
But really I have it. Also seen that it's quite shit.
Oh, Well, I could tell you that from the trailer, mate.
Thing is, right, I don't mind a lovey musical, fine. But it does also just look so cringy.
Yeah. Instead, we can go watch Dog. We can go watch a dog for an hour
maybe
and a half.
Maybe we'll go watch Dog.
Tell me Donald Dog. TV film of the week will be Tragedy of Macbeth.
Yep, on Apple TV. Or online, if you look hard enough, I'm sure.
Who thought we'd watch two Shakespearean sort of
I know.
Films in series two, season two?
What was the first?
Well, I mean, West Side Story.
West Side Story, yeah, I suppose. That was season...
That was season two. We watched it over Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
So it was in...
Is that New Year's?
Yeah, New Year's special. New Year's special, which sort hasn't of. Got many listeners, guys.
Go back and listen, if you like.
You're letting me down.
Or email in. What are we going to do next week?
I know, we'll discuss. I don't have anything on top of my mind. We'll discuss.
Yeah.
Just email us,
though. We'll tweet it. We'll tweet ILT. It. We'll tweet for your emails. Now you've emailed in, we expect it every week.
Email us to iltwydb@gmail.com. For those of you who didn't, you must have just not known the email.
Well, apparently our email isn't out there enough. Even though it's on the description of every episode, we say it about 6 times an episode, and it's on our Twitter. But anyway.
In case you didn't catch it, iltwydb@gmail.com.
Twitter is at iltwydb. Cool. We will see you next week.
Yeah. Enjoy Hump Day, where I assume you're
What's Hump Day?
Well, Wednesday. This comes out Tuesday. You're probably going to listen to it on Wednesday. There's a good chance.
Yeah.
So enjoy Hump Day.
Enjoy your week.
Ciao.
Bye.
Damn son of a bitch!